Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. I'm Jay Fitter. Haven't been here for about 6 weeks. Been off, so glad you all could join me and glad to be back with the show. Little bit introductory things for those of you who don't know who I am. Once again, my name is Jay Fitter. I'm a licensed family therapist. Been in practice for about 23 years. Also author of a book entitled Respect Your Children. Let's see, I do workshops all around Southern California on parenting and couples and such like that. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about forgiveness in families. If anybody would like to participate, has any comments or questions, you're welcome to contact the show live at toll-free 855-279-3758. Once again, that's 855-279-3758. Now, this is an educational show. I have to say that because being a licensed therapist, I can't make sure that everybody knows this is not considered therapy. So if you do need therapy, you need to seek that out directly. And this show will, like I say, can give you a lot of good information from an educational perspective about things you can work on to improve things in your relationships and families and things like that, but does not take the place of therapy. So, if you want to follow me on Twitter, Family Answer Man at Twitter, also Facebook page, Family Answer Man again, and the website itself, familyanswerman.com. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll be able to find, I believe there's a link to, or maybe that's the website, but one of the two. You'll be able to find links to previous shows that we've talked about, that we've done. Some of the more popular ones are right up there. I know on the webpage about the 7 or 10 of the more popular ones that Kyle Baker has been helping me with putting this all together. He's doing a great job at it. You'll be able to see those, but then also there's a link, I think, to get to every show if you want to see, you know, find the topics, each one, so you get in a sense of what it's about, if it's something you think would be beneficial to you or not. So, once again, if you have any thoughts or comments, you want to call the show, you can call at 855-279-3758. So, let's talk a little bit about forgiveness in families. This is something that I think a lot of people probably don't give a lot of thought to or think it's, you know, that big of a deal. And I'll tell you, in all the years, I can't think of any single thing that has probably been more consistent. And often people will see me, and it's not the primary reason they'll come in to see me. There's other issues we're addressing. But through the process and as we move forward, it comes out that there's issues where there's a tremendous amount of anger that they've been hurt by someone in their family. And it's interesting because sometimes I'll hear, well, you know, I've been really frustrated, really angry, and I'm not talking to my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, my son, my daughter. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's weeks, months, years. I've even had cases where it's been decades, literally decades, that they don't communicate over something that happened. And often, especially the ones where it's decades, they don't even remember why. They just know that they don't anymore. And it's pretty sad that it goes on for all this time that somebody holds on to this. And even if they, even like I say, even they don't remember what it is, yet still it affects them in their daily life and things that they do. And a lot of times, you know, you'll hear the things that they're angry about. Sometimes it's, you know, seems pretty trivial. And other times they can be pretty significant. I mean, some of the more common ones are hurtful words that people have, that family members have said to them, comments they've made. Money's a very common thing that seems to really have an impact on damaging relationships and family. Sometimes it's neglect, and other times it's very, very serious issues like abuse. I'll have situations where people will come in and see me, and they were abused. They're adults, but they were abused as children by a family member, sometimes a parent or an uncle or something like that. And you know, one of the things, you know, that I address with these people is I'm not at all saying that this person deserves to be forgiven, because in many cases they don't deserve to be forgiven, especially when you're talking about issues of abuse and things like that. So it's not a matter of do they deserve to be forgiven. It's a matter of how is this affecting us. What many of us don't understand is that as long as we hold on to the anger that we have, we are in essence giving control of our feelings to that person who hurt us. So here we are, we have a person who has maybe done a lot of harm to us, who's hurt us in many ways, and yet we are, for months, years, or even decades, giving control of our feelings to that person and allows it to just eat away inside of us and take away our joy. It takes away the joy that we could have in our lives. And so, in a sense, we're giving that permission to continue to hurt us on a daily basis because we hold on to it and we don't, and we can't let it go and we can't move forward in our life. And many times, these people don't even know or even care that we're angry. To them, I mean, they're moving on with their lives, they're doing their thing, and they don't even have a clue. So the idea of forgiving members of our family, we need to kind of change perspective a bit. Change from the idea of do they deserve it to I'm doing this for myself. I'm going to forgive this person so that I can move forward. I can move on in my life. Now, this is not something that is, I forgive you, everything's good, let's move on. Sometimes it takes a significant amount of work. There's a lot of hurt. There's years of buildup. There's tremendous amount of pain inside there. And we can't deny that. We can't say, I can't pretend it's not there. Okay, fine, I forgive you. That means nothing. Okay? Just saying the words itself means nothing. Being able to work through it to the point where we can say, I can let go. I can let go, I can forgive this person. I'm not saying I'm ever going to like this person again, depending on what's happened. Hopefully it's not serious issues that we can move forward and build a relationship again. But sometimes it's cases where I have no desire to have a relationship with this person again. But I'm going to let this go so that I can move on. It's sort of like I will talk to people sometimes about emotions, you know, somebody who's in love with someone or somebody who hates someone. And we often view it, many people view it as two opposite ends of the spectrum. Hate is at one end and love is at the other end. And that's not the way I see it at all. Well, the way I see it is it's the level of emotion involved. So if you drew a line, can't do this much on the radio very well, but let's say you drew a line and at one end it was just a single line, but at the other end, it gradually, another line came out from the bottom and gradually got further and further away. And at the top of that line, another line came out toward the top and just went further away from it as it went out. Probably not describing this real well. But the idea is that when you love someone, the emotions, the connection is far on the far right side of that line, but it's at the top side of it. It's on the right side at the top. And then when you hate someone, you're still at the right side, the full emotions, but it's just on the bottom, the other side of it, the anger side. So that isn't the opposite. It's how much time is this person taking up in your life? How much energy are you dedicating to this person? It doesn't matter if it's love or hate. It's still the same amount of time that you're in energy you're investing in. The opposite of it is when you're able to let go of that person in a relationship, for example, and say, I can move on, and I'm not focused and preoccupied by this person 24 hours a day. So that's where, you know, in relationships, when I see a relationship ending, somebody's coming to me and a relationship ended, maybe there was an affair or something, and one person is just like, I can't believe they're doing this, they're doing that, and, you know, and we talk about, you know what, it's over. You can move on. And they're not moving on because the amount of energy they're putting into it is just as much as it was when it was a good marriage. Only now it's just on the negative side. And it needs to go over to the opposite side, to the left side of that line, where it's like, okay, they're not a daily part of my life. I'm actually moving forward. I'm not focused on them so much. So the idea of forgiving, we need to think in terms of, this is actually helping me. This is allowing me to take that person that has maybe hurt me, and they've been all the way on the far side, intense emotion, the same area that occupies the space of the people I care about and I love and I want to be involved in a relationship with, and I'm so focused on them. But as I can forgive them and let go, that can move over, and I'm not so obsessed on a daily basis with what they have done to me. Now, like I say, often this is the process. For some people, it's weeks, months, or maybe years of therapy. People who have been abused, it takes a long time. But there are people who have been abused 30 or 40 years ago and still holding on to it as if it were yesterday. And to be able to go in and to be able to work through it and say, I'm not going to let this person control my life anymore. I'm not going to let the thoughts of them, the anger, the hatred, eat away at me anymore inside. I want to work toward letting go, toward forgiving them. Not because they deserve it, once again, but because it's what I need to do for me. Remember that ultimately, nothing good comes from holding on to your anger. You are the only one who is being hurt by it. And I know what I'm talking about, what I'm suggesting, is not easy. But what each of us has to look at, for those who are holding on to anger, for those who have anger with family members and the hurt inside, is how long do I want to punish myself for what someone else has done to me? Because nothing good is coming from it, other than it continues to hurt me, continues to hurt my relationship with other people in my life, my relationship with God, if I am a Christian, or if I am have religious perspectives on things, my relationship in every part of my life, that those things affect me. And so I have to decide, how long am I willing to allow those things to continue to destroy me, to hurt my life? It's not easy, and often it's one of those things that we feel like, no, if I do this, then I'm giving in. I'm basically sort of approving what they did. No, you're not approving what they did. You're saying, it's time for me to move on. It's time for you to stop hurting me, and I need to be healthier. I need to move forward in my life. So those are things to think about. If you have questions, feel free to contact me on Facebook, Family Answer Man. You can also, once again, like I say, visit the website. Follow me on Twitter, Family Answer Man. And we are scheduled again for next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Please feel free, like I say, to ask questions. I respond to a lot of questions on Facebook. Often people don't want to come on live, or they feel like they don't want things to be talked about them. And if you do share things, I will respond to you directly. If I make comments, I will not use names or anything to that effect. So once again, thank you very much. Family Answer Man signing out. Have a great day.